Does your lungs for breathing in the hot air?
No, you don't need. I told you the elements don't affect you.
So you're just breathless.
You're breathless. Inconsistent. Turn it on. Don't tell me we're talking about this and never recorded it.
Okay, we started this conversation earlier.
We did?
We did.
Uh-oh.
This should be quick.
This should be quick.
Immortal. Immortality.
Okay, okay.
I like the way he's like, oh, okay, yeah.
Hold on.
I remember this conversation.
This was a good one. It was in the kitchen. It's always in the kitchen.
So when I remember I was telling you the different immortalities? Immortality can start today, or immortality could have started at the dawn of humanity. Right? When people first started to like really wake up. Right? You know what I'm saying? We turned from freaking apes to freaking people like, oh, wait a minute, I'm alive. He's like looking into the freaking lake. Like, that's my face.
That's me. You seen animals and then when they put the mirror in the jungle?
Yeah, yeah. And you're the first one. You're the one that snaps out of it. Like that movie. Oh, God, it's one of the best movies.
What movie?
I forgot the name of the movie. Where the guy is Jesus.
Oh my gosh! Yes,
he's immortal. He was like a Neanderthal. The way he talked, he goes, "I didn't know what was east west. I didn't know where I came from. I just started walking."
The man from Earth.
The man from Earth.
Bye. Yo, where's my memory?
Such
power,
a good.
Baby.
I watched that movie. I watched the movie probably about six times. I just play it in the background sometimes. My wife is like, "What? There's nothing happens. It's people in a room talking. The whole movie.
This is the movie.
The whole movie's like six people. That's it.
Yeah,
they're all in the same room too.
Neelix. Neelix
is in it.
Neelix is in the movie, guys.
And Kern. What's his name? This guy's brother.
He actually played a lot of people.
He did play
that actor.
He played a Hirogen too.
He did.
Yeah.
Wasn't that also Candyman?
Yeah, he was Candyman. First black horror movie.
What a great actor.
I know, seriously.
Like, no recognition.
None. But a lot of people got scared of bees because of him. He put the fear of bees in people because of that stupid movie. Right?
He needs a medal of some sort.
He's
because
dead now. He's gonna get nothing.
He's gonna get any shit.
All right.
Immortal.
Immortality.
Immortality.
So like if you were born at the dawn of humanity and first of all, you got to experience all this, that's insane. Because it was just years of nothing, basically. Living in huts, hunting,
fishing,
just over and over. And then one day somebody shows up with a freaking cart on a horse. And you're like,
let me get there.
What? Oh my God. And then, you know, little by little society changes. And before you know it, you're watching a rocket go to the moon. And you're like, oh my God.
Assuming that you didn't advance with the times, you're saying.
What do you mean advance with the time?
Because if I was immortal and I'm going through freaking the Egyptians, I was like, yo, this is, look at these guys. I guess I'll work too and help build this shit.
Yeah.
And then, okay, all right, they built it. This nigga died. Now this, you know, this Moses came through. I'm going to go follow him for the desert for 30 more days.
You know what's crazy? You would know. Well, you would have to be there for it to happen, right? What if you were just in India?
Oh, just
and you got
chilling.
To see none of it. You hear stories like, that really happened though? I got to go over there. There's nothing going on. Everybody's stepping in crap.
I didn't get the newspaper yet.
We should invent the newspaper.
So in some way, if you were immortal living all these years, you would play a hand in
shaping humanity.
Because, okay, first of all, you're born.
Yeah.
Okay? You're born. You got your mother, your dad.
Yeah.
They're dead naturally. And then it's like, okay, you get a wife, she died, your kids.
And you're looking around like, what is like, going on?
What's
why is
wrong
everybody
with,
dying?
What's wrong with everyone?
Why is my wife getting old?
And your wife is like, why are you still 20?
And your wife is like, man, this guy yeah, is
I
lo- stamina,
I,
bro.
Yo. I picked the right
old
one.
Old women, you're like, I can't with this.
It's like, what? You're not aging. And then she dies. And you're like, wait, you figured it out. You're like.
You know what's crazy? I think about that. Whenever kids you have. Because you can't stay with them. Because they're going to know.
The first set?
Yeah.
The first set? Yeah. You would.
But then you watch them die.
Then they die and their grandkids are like,
yeah.
Now I got to get away, I feel like. Because
and then you just, from a distance, you kind of watch that family grow.
Because the grandkids are like, this nigga can't die. I got to make money off of him.
Yeah, yeah. But then you watch that family grow from a distance. Like you kind of live in the next village and you're just like watching years after years. And then you're like, none of them became immortal? None of them got my genes.
What is wrong with mine?
Yeah. Like, maybe it's not genetic. What happened? Did I get cursed?
Right, I would want to figure it out. Yeah. Now the curiosity.
So then when you hit modern age and you're able to, like, scientifically think, you got to be careful, because what if you tell the wrong scientist and they're like, oh my God, we got to experiment this guy.
Right. Fuck around and find out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we're assuming that this person has been around for a hot minute. Because if they became immortal now.
Yeah.
So it's a different scenario.
Yeah, they missed all of whatever. They're just born now. They're one of us, right? You get to be born at the dawn of freaking, you know, what age are we in? The age of...
The bronze. We're AI. Definitely past
we're in the age of AI, I think that's what they're
going to call it. This guy has a hard on for AI.
Well, this is the beginning of a new time.
It's not. We're still in the same age. What was the last age?
Computers.
We're still there. It's computers doing different shit.
And I think after AI is going to be the age of robotics.
That's different.
Because that's going to come a little bit later.
But we're not in the AI stage. We're in the computer stage.
Meanwhile, this guy uses AI to freaking win court cases. We're not doing that. He's a lawyer over here. All right.
Everybody's a lawyer, okay? You could be one too.
But not the AI, though.
Get Grok.
So then you're born into this time. You get to experience the world advance. First of all, it advanced like crazy. You got to learn history. I think no matter what era you're born in, you're always going to look back like, how did this happen to me?
Right. You're always going to want to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go.
But also, I feel like this is very late in the game to be born. You miss so much.
Or if you're born now as an immortal? Yeah. No, bro. It's perfect. You're going to be ahead of the game. The trick is this. You, right? Your kids, your wife, I die. No, you should have married me. You're dead. And then, okay, the government's like, this death certificate is still kicking? This birth certificate. Where's the death certificate for this one?
Yeah. You gotta.
Eventually.
You have to.
What?
You have to.
Your fingerprints are recorded.
You have to die somehow. You have to fake your death and move to another country.
With your fingerprints? With your DNA?
You're gonna have to try.
That's your doctor.
But that's the problem with
your dental record.
Yeah, that's the problem with this time and age.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
They're gonna be butt fucked by the FBI. By
the Epstein files. You make a video of you like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, he lives forever. Get him in the butt.
But okay, immortality, right?
Okay.
Now, does immortality mean you don't die, obviously? But does that mean that if I throw you in the ocean, do you just stay down there? Like, you're just stuck in this perpetual drowning?
Or just drinking?
Yeah, you're just stuck. You can't breathe. You're kind of like, it feels like you're drowning, but you don't actually die.
All right. If you're immortal, I would have to assume that you're not even breathing, bro. The elements that contain you, us, is not a factor.
Okay, now the next question is, you're immortal.
Okay.
Does that mean you're invincible? Meaning, like, can you get stabbed?
You can't die, but you can. You won't degrade. You're not going to degrade. Yeah.
But would like you, if a truck hits you.
But are you impenetrable?
Whoa. Yeah, because that.
Whoa.
That's interesting.
Whoa.
Because what if you're not? What if you're able to get cut and you're like, oh, crap.
Oh man, I was watching an episode
of Prodigy. After a couple hundred years, you're covered in scars. Right?
Yeah.
Because it's not like you can avoid every injury. What if you get hit by a car and you're like, oh crap, like, you know what I'm saying? You go to the hospital, you recover, you have freaking bolts in your neck now. You know, what does it just means you don't die. What if I turn you into mush? You fall off freaking, you're in the World Trade Center when it happens. You're like, oh damn it. You're gonna crush. The freaking fire department is like, we got a live one here. You're just a freaking puddle. Like, just like, I can't believe he's alive. How is this guy alive?
Put him in a fishbowl.
You know what I'm saying? So I would imagine there would have to be some level of invincibility.
Yeah. Damn.
Right?
Okay, so you're also invincible.
I feel like you have to be.
You don't degrade.
Maybe up to a certain level.
You don't degrade. You're not. You're impenetrable.
Yeah.
This is the qualities of what makes someone immortal.
Yeah. And now if you're all that, God forbid there's World War III. And you're a freaking...
Okay.
In Manhattan, the nuke drops. Right? They quarantine the area. The war's over in a matter of hours.
Yeah, they're
whatever country you win is flying over. They're like, there's a guy out there walking. You're like, your clothes is all burnt up, and you're looking around like, oh, what happened? You're screwed.
Yeah,
they gotta be like, we need to talk to this guy. How is he alive in the middle of freaking nuclear site?
First of all, they're not getting you.
Yeah,
all that radiation. Come get me.
Yeah,
come here.
He's gonna live here in the freaking smoke. I guess I'm here.
Come.
Imagine being in a nuclear blast but not dying.
Until I could like escape, you know, when they're not watching. Like,
oh, they're watching. They're always going to watch.
They're going to watch, right? They're going to be satellite.
There's going to be a freaking drone following you 24/7 until you get out of that zone.
Not without the radiation. That drone is falling.
Oh, maybe they'll send drones, the freaking perritos. You're like, oh my God! Running, freaking dogs catching.
Oh my gosh.
The stupid one with the freaking circle of the blue lights. That one's like, oh no!
Click, 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 click. Yeah. Right?
But imagine a nuke dropping and you're there, hey, but you live forever. First of all, that you're going to be blinded for a little while. And you're going to beep. That's how you're going to hear your ears beep for so long.
Right? Not that long.
Because it's going to be so loud. And your skin's going to hurt. Do you feel pain even?
No, you're impenetrable.
It doesn't mean you don't feel pain.
That'll suck.
Yeah. That'll suck.
That'll suck.
Yeah. Does your lungs for breathing in the hot air?
No, you don't need. I told you the elements don't affect you.
So you're just breathless.
You're breathless.
Yo, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
That's even harder because.
Time out. The bomb blew up. I'm breathless. The nuke just went off on us. Breathless.
But that's hard too because you can't spend too much time around people because they're going to notice you're not breathing.
No, you can fake it. What? That's how you breathe? That's how you breathe?
I'm just saying. You have to consciously.
Consciously.
That's so hard. And how do you talk? You need air to talk.
Elements. Elements. Very true. These are all problems. These are all issues with immortality. It gets into the spiritual, like sci-fi world when we think about it. But it comes to, we were talking about it earlier, and it comes to the point where most people come to the realization that it's not all, I think, it's not all cracked up for what people make it out to be, to live forever and see people constantly dying around you. It's like, why? I'm building relationships every, what, 20 years, 40 years?
Yeah.
Every 40 years.
You can't have them for too long.
You can't, right, yeah. Because.
Or you take the other route and you go, you just tell everybody, God sent me here. And then you just go with the immortality and be like, go ahead, try to kill me. I can't die. God won't let me die. And then you just trick, you start a new religion. And then you be like, I am going to be in charge of this earth.
Right.
God told me to be in charge of this earth.
I'm already bored.
Well, but you know.
You know why? Because it's like, I can't have anything meaningful now.
Yeah.
Because I mean, everyone's going to be like,
I mean, but you live so long. If I
fucking.
But you know, if you did, like, you'd be like, hey, look, God sent me here to make sure there's peace on earth. Da 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 da. Now let's go to the freaking other planet, look for another life out there. Now let's make Star Trek happen.
Okay,
I'll live forever.
For us, that's...
Build me a freaking society ship.
And I'll go.
Thousands of people in it so we can all try to live.
But and knowing I'm the only one that's going to live.
I'm the only one that's going to make it. That, in fact, that 1,000 people is just there for me. That's really
that's just my entertainment.
They're for my entertainment.
I'm going to call them like cats.
Yeah, yeah. I just need them to take care of the ship and steer it a little
bit. Yeah, yeah. So, and once in a while, talk to them.
Yeah. So you send me out there, and then I'll come back in 3,000 years to tell you there's nothing.
They'll all be dead. Yeah. Don't expect
I'm coming with a new group of people.
All their children are coming with me.
And they're all going to be retarded because there's no gravity. They're going to be messed up. They're all going to be retarded. They're going to be so messed up. They're going to be flat.
And when I get here, we just leave them on the ship.
We don't even care about them. They're just send them to the sun. I did my duty. Blow it up. But then you come back, and first of all, if there's nothing out there, then you come back to Earth and like, I'm back. There's nothing out there.
You guys are screwed. Yeah. I mean, you're on your own.
You got nothing. Oh, you come back and nothing's there. You're like, oh, no, I missed it. Everybody's gone. I'm here with these freaking jello people on the ship now. Damn it.
What do I do? Now these people.
Or you come back and society is so advanced. And you're like, wow, you guys got far.
Yeah.
I've been living on this piece of crap ship for the last 3,000 years.
Humans are living apart to 200 years old.
Yeah. And they're like, we're almost there where you are.
Almost. Bitch, I've been around for fucking 10,000 years.
You can still die. I can't.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not even breathing.
In fact, everybody in the ship could have died. I could have been just fine. I could have flew here by myself.
Yeah, I really didn't need them. They were more like my pets.
Yeah.
Yo.
Like invincible.
Yes. So, okay.
But what if you do find something out there? You're invincible. You go to another planet and you're like, there's something there.
Well, if there is something there, my immediate thought is...
You're the only one that could do this.
Okay, yes, but what about if they are also invincible?
Them? Oh, so they, my immediate thought, like, I must be one of them.
Or I
they
am made them. Me. Or, right.
They're the reason why I'm invincible. I did my mission. God made me do it. Now I'm in God's service. I'm like, I am a servant. I was just lying, but I guess I am. Wow.
Now I can replace these cats. I mean, these jelly people in my ship. We're real.
Yeah, I'll tell. Hey, I bought these guys so you can experiment on.
The other thing is, can an immortal kill an immortal?
What if you run into another one?
And it kills you. Or could it kill you?
Or like Highlander? You ever seen Highlander?
Yes. No, I didn't see it.
Wait. Do you know what it's about?
The boys, right?
No, Highlander, the show. Highlander. It's an old show. It's like immortal people. And the only way you can kill them is if you cut their head off. And every one of them have a sword. And they're destined to fight each other. And there can only be one left.
Oh, I feel like I did.
So every like 100 years, they run into each other. And they realize, because you don't know right away. But then you realize, oh, he's immortal. Now you got to fight each other.
It's like really choppy, right?
Oh, it's a bullcrap show. But the story is interesting because they got to kill each other. And eventually there can only be one. That's the whole title. Oh, there can only be one. And then you're the last Highlander. For some reason, you got to kill each other. I don't know why. I don't know why you need to do that.
To be the only one.
Something drives you. I have to kill this guy. Meanwhile, you could just start a whole other society. It'd be great.
Yeah, like why don't we just make more of us?
Yeah, what are we doing? What do we have in common that makes us immortal? Maybe we could sell this.
Yeah, why are we trying to kill each other?
We could run this universe.
We don't have to die.
Each one of us could be a god of a planet.
What that just proves how immortalism is not it.
Because I would be like, all right, let's. First of all, I live forever. I don't care. So, I could start any project that I want.
Right. See the so if thing Earth through. Is destroyed, you're left.
You're just floating in space. I'm not breathing, so I'm just stuck.
I'm not breathing.
Come on, get me to the next planet. And if you fall. To the next planet.
Superman!
Just stand and walk around. What if you fall in Jupiter? Now you're floating in the middle of the planet? Oh, crap. I can't get out of here.
Damn. I don't want to be immortal.
What if? What if we as people start exploring and checking satellites, whatever, and then we examine Jupiter? I'm like, there's something in the middle of Jupiter. And it's just an immortal guy in there. He's just been there since the beginning of history. He's like, I've been here for thousands of years trapped in the middle of this planet. Get me out.
I'll pretend I'm breathing.
We have to figure out how to get him out. What do we do? How do we get him out of there?
First of all, do we want to get him out of there?
Yeah, that's true. What if he's lying?
And what about if he has superpowers and fucks us up?
Well, he would have got out of there by now. The only superpower he has is immortality and freaking invincibility.
Damn.
You ever seen the movie? Well, I never seen the movie. I only saw a clip of it. Where they're... aliens come to Earth and they're like, we can heal any disease, give you food forever. Like, there's nothing to worry about. But you can't see us. You're not allowed to see who we look like because you guys wouldn't understand. And humanity's like, yeah, let's do it. And they heal all the problems. There's no more disease. Everybody's doing fantastic. And it's like, it goes on for like 10 years or something. They give them technology and humanity loves them. They're the best. And then one day, the humanity's like, we want to see who you look like. I'm going to show you what I look like. But you guys have to just take it easy. And then the guy comes walking out of the ship and he looks like a freaking devil. Wings, horns, the whole night, red, calf freaking thing. And he walks out. And everybody's like, oh, wow. He's like, I can't because you think I'm a devil.
Delva.
This is Mike's end time prophecy.
I was about to say, did Mike tell you this story?
But they made a movie. There's like a movie. I never seen it, but I only saw clips of it.
Mike saw it.
Mike saw it, yeah.
Mike
he's
is
convinced. He's like, oh my God, it's real. Devil. He looks like he has horns.
Well, Christians say that UFOs are fallen demons, right? So it's
when
not
I was
an
Israelite, that's one of the things they said. Yeah.
When you were where?
Angels. When I was an Israelite.
Yeah.
Every time a shooting star would come, like, oh, that's an angel. I'm like, that's a shooting star, bro. We're smoking weed. this is our church. We get high here.
That's just the bud talking, buddy.
Jesus Christ, what a church. But you're just immortal. You live. Eventually, you get bored. Right? That's why I said there has to be a point. Like, all right, I gotta be the ruler.
That's it reminds me of that episode.
From the freaking
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror, yeah.
What was it, Tora Nora or something?
Yeah, such a good episode. I haven't watched it again, but I want to go back and watch because the ending was just like masterpiece. You guys did a good job.
That was a good one. Because we would all do that. We would all play God.
You would have to. You would get bored.
But if you take it a step further and play God, I'm going to get bored too because I'm lonely.
Yeah, but you would at least get to do everything.
get your belly full.
That getting bored process would take so long.
But it wouldn't for you. because in your mind you're like, I'm gonna be here for so much longer.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and then also like you're born, you're immortal. You realize you're immortal. You go to the thing. Eventually, you're gonna have nightmares because you're gonna be like, what happens when everybody dies?
That's what I'm saying. Like you're
eventually the sun
dies.
Is gonna get big enough to like engulf the planet. Supernova. What happens to me? Do I get the planet blows up? Do I get freaking blasted across the universe?
And I'm just
forever until like something finally hits me or whatever.
That's hell right there.
And you're not breathing. So
yeah, no, so you keep trying to.
You
breathe.
Probably get cold, no? You're gonna be out in space.
Impenetrable.
What if you become an ice cube?
You then, can't even move your eyes.
And the next thing you you can because it'd be frozen solid.
Frozen.
You're just frozen solid. And then all of a sudden somebody thaws you out.
Why is this thawing?
Without freaking iron or freaking blowtorch. They thaw you out. You wake up and they're like, either they look like a person or imagine if they look like a person. Like a human. You're like, oh my God, what the heck?
We Where found the first human.
And they're like, no, they're humans.
Right. They're like, they found the first. They're like, oh my God, this is the first human.
And then like, what? You know, they're talking a language you don't understand. And eventually you figure out how to talk to them. And then you come to find out, life started again somewhere else, completely separated from Earth, and you guys look exactly like people?
Fuck. Oh, let's do it again.
Do it again. Bring it back. I'm going to teach you guys.
I am your ruler.
I'm going to teach you guys English and Spanish.
Because that's all I remember. Wait, so if you're an immortal, you grow up, you're born, so you're a baby.
And then I guess you hit an age, a golden age of like 30.
But even at birth, your parent would be like, he's alive, but there's no breath coming out of his mouth.
Nothing.
It doesn't die. Like,
I try to get rid of it.
So many problems.
Yeah, they drop you on the stairs and you're like, nothing. And you're like, that was suspicious. Those are rock stairs.
In Spanish, we call that a hard head. Yeah, there's so many problems to that equation. Yeah. There would be problems from the gate because think about it. I mean, how many bones have you fractured? Or
that's what I'm saying.
How many times have you got injured?
But if you can't, first of all, if you can't get hurt, nigga, I'm fighting a lion for fun in a coliseum.
That gorilla versus 100 men.
I'm gonna
have
a coliseum. People gonna fight lions, dying.
Oh my God!
Everybody's gonna be crazy. And then I'm gonna take off my robe. I'm gonna walk down to the lion. I'm just gonna lift my arm. He's gonna bite me. I'm gonna look at him like. Start punching it. People are like, oh my God. I'm just fighting a lion, not getting hurt at all. Just, the lion eventually is going to be like, what the fuck? He's going to be running away from you.
You're going to tame the lion.
Everybody in the stage is like, this guy's immortal. He's a freaking god.
Maybe that did happen.
Where is he?
He figures.
He has to hide.
Okay, if there's one. He hides. He had to.
Like, what if there is one, right? Where is he? He has to hide somewhere.
He served as the. He eventually became a leader.
Where would you hide?
In plain sight. And I would just migrate. If I was that guy, then I would think that I was going to say Pharaoh. Or the Pharaoh or the,
yeah. The Caesar. In the beginning, you would do that. I'm the god. I'm the Caesar. Da da da. I would do all the things.
And then when the empire falls, I would fall with it and just
run away,
go into a cave somewhere for a little bit, and then see what's popping later on. Do the fishing thing again and the little fire, little ding, ding,
like just the whole thing all over again. Just it'll
society
be,
starts popping off.
It'll
over
be
there,
like it'll be like,
and going, I'm like, oh shit.
It'll be like going camping. Every once in a while, the society falls down. You're like, I guess I'm going to go camping.
It'll be like going camping. And then when they go out, it'll be like going to an away mission. You know, when they get ready, they put on the outfit and the stilo. They're like, oh, okay, they're wearing jeans. All right, let me get a fucking pair of jeans.
Yeah, let me get a pair. Yeah, let me put on a pair of jeans. What's going on over there? I see lights.
And they're seeing something. Okay, yeah. Migrate into it again over and over. In that sense, it's entertaining.
Yeah, but I'm saying you would do that over and over again. You might even end society just for the hell of it. Like, all right, let's kill each other. Start a war. I want to redo this again.
I would be like, okay, this is going on. America's 250 years old. Fucked it up. Major war. Let me go camping.
We need a new America. We got to restart this thing.
Yeah. And they're doing, like the nuke went off.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go camp. That's what I would do. I would go camping.
For a couple hundred years.
For a couple hundred years.
And then you watch the other animals evolve. And you're like, oh, man, they're not going to be people anymore. Crap.
Fuck.
You have to watch an animal evolve into something.
Oh no.
Oh, you get to control it, really. You get to really guide it. You're their god.
Fuck.
What is going to evolve next? What do you think? Monkeys, jellyfish.
It would, shit.
Dolphins.
The closest. Dolphins? What's the next smartest animal?
I don't know. I think dolphins.
Monkey, chimpanzee. Maybe. It gotta be between the chimpanzees.
But you would have to physically control. Like, you would have to go hang out with monkeys and teach them how to do things. Like, force evolution to take place.
But we kind of do that now.
But like, that would be your, that would adjust your lifestyle. That's what you do. That's where you live now. You just teach monkeys. You try to teach them how to talk and stuff and build things. You know what I mean?
That'll be wild.
It'll take ages. But eventually you have one that learns, and you know.
And the society starts over, and you're like this human thing.
You're just human.
That doesn't exist anymore.
No, you're race. Just totally unique by yourself.
That reminds me of this guy's dad. That went to the freaking cucaracha planet and had a family over there.
Oh yeah, you like that? Yep. You're like, you got their freaking bone monkeys for ages. That's all you got. To you, it's not a thing anymore. You're like, I've done everything.
Yeah, dolphins.
That doesn't matter. I just stick it in it. It doesn't even matter.
Oh my, no! And none of this. We keep coming to the same conclusion that I don't like it. I like the beginning. I like the middle.
Yeah, and then what makes it worse is, what if they do find out? You're trying to hide from it, then they find out you're mortal. They like lock them up. It's not like you're super strong.
Right, you don't have superpowers.
You just, now they can just lock you up in a cage and you're stuck. It's like being in jail forever. They're doing experiments on you. Every day they try to freaking, first they try to stick a needle in you. They can't do it. In your eye, in your mouth. Like, they're trying everything.
Nothing.
Experiments all over you. There's nothing. They just keep you.
So if they can't, then eventually they, what? They keep you forever?
Yeah.
Or they get tired.
That's when you have to make up your whole, God sent me here. You can do all the experiments you want.
Let me out and I'll tell you.
God sent me here to change this planet. That's the only way out. Because you have this unique thing that people are going to believe.
Unless you stay there and there's a war and then everything gets destroyed.
Oh, God forbid there's a war and you're still in the cage.
Hopefully the cage breaks.
Imagine it doesn't. You're just stuck in the freaking hole in a cave under a rubble building.
Darkness. So you don't need to eat?
No, you can't breathe. No, eat. Yeah.
You don't take a shit?
Because if you had to eat, then you would die.
And so if you had to eat, you had to take a shit.
Well, you can eat because you want to and take a shit. But if you don't eat, then you don't shit. Oh. That's like the way things taste. Like data.
Like data. Yeah. It just goes into a can and yeah. He empties it out.
Think about it. You would do everything. There's nothing you won't do. Right? There's nothing you won't do.
There's
and nothing. It would nothing would be icky. Because you do so much.
I think the thing that's the most unappealing to it is that I would not want to have relationships. But then I would want to have multiple relationships.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm going to be fucking, but I have to accept that they're going to die and I got to start over.
Yeah. I think the hardest thing is just having a family. Like, you want to experience it. So like, I'm going to have a family. And then having to leave them. And then from a distance.
Or deciding when is the right time to become a deadbeat.
Yeah. Or let's say you have a kid, whatever, 1,000 years ago. And you go to a different place, whatever. And then you're looking, whatever, something happens and you see a last name. You're like, this is one of my offspring.
I mean, eventually, wouldn't the whole planet be your offspring?
Maybe. It depends. What kind of person, you know, you got to have sex with mad people. You might want to chill with that. You know, like, I don't want to ruin the
You might want to chill with that.
I don't want to screw up all the genetics of the planet. I'm going to ruin everything. You might have to take it easy.
Yo, chill with that.
Yeah. You might have to. You're going to bring genetic freaking, you have to have genetic diversity. You might be like, I'm going to take it easy. I have to use condoms every time now. But you know what I'm saying? In the beginning, you're going to have mad kids. And then you're just going to watch. Every time you run into a last name that has the same as yours, I'm like, that's definitely one of mine.
So in the man from Earth, you would assume that he would have had relationships, no?
Oh, yeah.
But he didn't.
I don't know. He never said. I don't remember hearing that part.
He didn't have kids.
Yeah, he did say that.
Did he? I don't remember. See, now we got to watch it again.
We got to watch the movie.
I don't think he did. Otherwise, he would have mentioned it. I've had kids. I've had families.
But what's fun was that he brought everybody there to like tell them, like, I'm leaving and this is why I'm leaving. I like you guys, so I want to tell you guys. Like, you would have to do that countless times. Every 20, 30 years, you have to do this.
So maybe he did have a family at once, but he stopped that because
that's what I'm saying. You got to fake your death. You have like, oh, I freaking crashed. I would physically blow something up and just walk away and leave. And then the firefighters go, oh, his body incinerated. We can't find anything. And then you're just watching the funeral. You're just watching freaking them bury you. And you're like, there's nothing in there. I'm right here.
Right here. Talk about a horrible eulogy. I knew I shouldn't have married.
And think about how much how much pictures people take every day.
Now.
I got millions of, well, not millions, but I got a bunch of pictures with people in the background that I don't know who they are.
Strangers.
And then one day somebody's going to put this together. Like, I've seen this guy 1,000 times in pictures throughout history.
Right.
You got to stay away from historical. I mean, you never know. Like, let's, God forbid, you're in 9/11 and you walk out of there. Somebody's going to run up to you. Oh, my God.
You're still here?
It's recording you. What happened? I want to hear your story. Like, don't talk to me. I got to get away.
Don't talk to me.
Right? And then before you know, there's a whole conspiracy theory about you. This guy. We got to find this guy.
Especially now with the day and age of, like, technology. There would be a trail.
Yeah. So in the beginning, you could get away with restarting your life. But eventually, there's going to get a point where you can't. And you have to just be.
So I think the goal I would play, right? So if I started, let's say, in the dawn of time. The goal, at a certain point, I would realize that I have to be the guy, but without the recognition,
yeah.
Without the notoriety. Like, I got to be that guy that everyone thinks runs the world.
Well, I think if we're today age, I think we're getting close, if not already here, that you can't hide as being immortal.
But if you started at the dawn of this country, for example, and you've been around for a millennia, and you see the United States, they won the revolution, they became, you know, free, independent, they're becoming a superpower. I'm gonna migrate in there to be like the Section 31, the yeah. rogue
yeah.
society. I'm gonna get in there in the dirt. If they don't have it, I'm gonna create it and be that guy.
I gotta direct this
society. Direct the society that I get to be the undercover. Non-existent, most powerful influence, and that's how I hide in plain sight as the most powerful.
So eventually, though, especially nowadays with pictures, you can't hide.
Now that's where the problem lies. So it's like, if I got there early enough in the dawn of them being able to record fingerprints, then I gotta find a way of controlling that. Like, that's a perfect example. They found a way of, you know, fingerprints. Your fingerprints are unique, and they exist. So I gotta find a way of somehow getting in that circle. Where I control that, and I make sure my fingerprints are never in there.
So you're going to be freaking working for the FBI?
I have to be. You have to be in the trenches of the most powerful to make yourself, you would to delete yourself.
Better you start the Illuminati, a secret society, and you'd be like, I'm going to put you here. You do that. And you know I'm immortal. I have a secret society. I'm the God, the secret God. But, I mean, eventually it's going to come out. You can't hide it forever.
I don't know if you got in there early, because then I would tell you, right, let's say you're George Washington, and I'm like, okay, you got this independence, I'm going to help you. But if you betray me, I'll kill everyone in your family. You will be erased.
And every generation.
You have to do that.
And you can shoot me right now.
So then they die, right? Now it's 200 years later, America's birthday, and you're in there. You run you're in there with the FBI, you're in there with the CIA, you're in there with the president, and there is no fingerprint, there is no trace
of
it.
What I would do to hide is I would use makeup, like cover my skin, maybe orange. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe orange. I was like, who the maybe fuck is
crazy
orange?
Crazy hairstyle. You know? And then every generation, I'll just switch up my style completely.
That's tough. That's a lot of work. You won't be bored.
I can't see how you can avoid not being caught eventually. And you have to just reveal it and just be the God. You just have to be. Because you'll be like, you could shoot me whatever you want. You're going to see that God will protect. I'll make up a whole thing. God sent me here to unite the planet so we can go check the stars. And that'll be my experiment to, like, try to plant as many societies on the universe as I can. So
see, I'm doing the total opposite. I get in there because I see the dawn of everything being created. So I play a role in all of that.
Yeah. I mean, so even if you did that, you live forever. Like, you're going to have to get to this point. I think my thing would be, instead of keeping only one planet with people, I'd be like, freaking see the stars. So that way I never run out of things to do. Because if your planet gets blown up, I'm screwed. I'm bored for infinity. So I'd rather plant life everywhere. I'd be the guy that starts freaking Star Trek society. You know what I'm saying? I don't even care if it's human. Put whatever animal can survive on this planet, put them there. Let them evolve. Everywhere, as far as we can go.
This guy.
You know what I'm saying? AI, robots, send them out so they can freaking do it themselves. Everything. Just plant it. Because I live forever. I get to see the end of this experiment. You know what I'm saying?
I have trouble seeing that because, again, the whole world would be like, no, we need to do experiments on you and lock you up.
Yeah. But I would say, go ahead. I'm here. God sent me for this. You're not going to penetrate me. God was going to protect me. Hey. You're not going to be able. That's one thing they will do, though. They'll be like, there's a hole back there. We're definitely
going
to check
in. We're going in every hole.
And it's clean because you don't crap. It's like, I don't eat.
Wow.
Six to meet all the way through the whole thing. Come out the other side. No problem. It's going to be uncomfortable, I'm sure. But you're going to find nothing different than from me to you.
You're not going
to
be able to figure
it out. Oh, but they'll be able to get DNA from my saliva and hair. So either way, they're going to be able to check. But what would they find? You think they'll find the immortal gene?
Yeah, but then what do you do with it?
Yeah.
You heard about the lady that has a unique blood type?
Oh, I heard about it. That's weird, yeah. The only one in the whole world.
Only one. Oh, something, yeah. Whatever it was, or A something. She's
immortal. Maybe. First step.
First of all, what does that mean?
I know. And then I looked into it. Apparently,
she human?
You know, there's like, whatever, there's like main blood. Apparently, there's like 23 blood types I had no idea about.
Really?
Yeah.
And oh, okay. So she's regular.
But the thing is, if you got like A positive or whatever, you can give to these random ones that are here.
But is that still human? Yeah.
Yeah, she's still human.
A Neanderthal?
I think white people are.
White people are Neanderthals. There's two right here. Definitely across the hall.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think I would try to push as much as I can, see the universe, because I'm not going to be bored out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, go crazy. Let's put life everywhere. I'll make up a whole thing. I'm going to have my own Bible. Bro, I'm making up a whole thing.
I'm making my own Bible.
You have no idea, bro. But like, yo, we have to see that. My God sent me here so you can spread.
See, life. I would want to be that guy that has the black card that gets into every door, that gets into every society.
You're the king.
But I don't want the whole.
But you have no choice. I don't think so. You can't hide.
I would try to do it that way.
Yeah, you feel me? Try as much as you want, but you're eventually going to get caught.
Where it's like, excuse me, sir, you want to get on the plane?
Either, like I said, through pictures, through freaking fingerprints, they're going to catch you. And I think that's when you have to make a decision. Am I going to act like I'm hiding, or do I need to just step in and be like, I'm the guy? You know what I'm saying? And I think if you're out front straight away, it's easier.
Yeah, the problem with that is you're going to end up in Roswell or Area 51 in a bunker millions of miles in the ground. Yeah,
I mean, even if they keep me there for 100 years.
And they forget you, you're done.
No, they won't forget me. There's going to be somebody there working.
You think?
Yeah, they're going to. I'm a person.
A nuke drops and World War III ends. Oh,
then I'm screwed. You're
done.
But I mean, I would use my immortality as a chess piece.
Nah, you'd still be all right because you would figure they're safe too, the humans that are in there.
I'd be like, look, if you don't release me, the end is going to come.
First of all, they're like, the end of the world happened. We still got you in here, so we're going to let you out.
And I want to freaking, I'm sent here. You got to send me to the UN. I got to speak to
there old is world. No, sir, we've kept you here for 50 years. You haven't aged a day.
Yeah.
We've probed you. We've seen your butthole more than most.
Yeah. We got freaking 3D scans of that thing.
And digital holograms. Like, it's
we got it all.
Posters everywhere in my office. Uh-huh. The world ended. There's only 50 of us in this compound. We're going to leave. And we're going to let you go. Do whatever you want.
You ruined the planet.
Me?
No, that's what I tell the humans. You've ruined the planet. Wait, first of all, we all need to have stuff. Before we go anywhere, we got to start having babies. Right away. There's no way.
Sir, are you trying to. Sir, we're leaving. We're not trying to have sex with you.
Well, we have to. Do you want humanity to keep going?
We'll do that. You, whatever you are, you go do you. Yeah. You know what? Just stay here.
Bro, that was such a sucky scenario. Because then you're like.
This is what I'm trying to get you to realize. Because
even if we all have kids. Even if we all did it.
You're assuming that those kids are going to be immortal too.
No, not that they're going to be immortal, but even if we all did it, there's not enough genetic diversity to keep humanity alive.
Oh, no, it's done. So, you know, we're letting you out. If you start saying this wild shit right now, sir, we're going to leave you here because obviously you don't need to eat. So we're going to go fuck each other until there's no more us.
But I think if you stepped out front and was like, look, whatever deity sent me here to control... And these are the goals.
Play that scenario right now.
All right, yeah.
Let's say miraculously you become immortal right now, right at this age.
Yeah.
You leave this, and then you get hit by a car, and you call me. You're like, bro, I should be dead. I'm not dead. I just tried cutting myself. It doesn't work. I'm not breathing anymore. How do you go what to Times Square? I'm immortal. Everyone, listen up. Everyone's gonna be like,
no, I just live my regular life.
Until
eventually I get caught.
Oh, you would rock this life.
I would rock as much as I can, yeah.
Yeah, you would rock it.
Yeah, I'm not going to jump straight into it. I'm like, the only reason why I'm coming out front is because I'm like, oh, there's no way to avoid it now.
Nah, I'd be like, yo, I'll take a bus to DC, walk up to the gate, excuse me, get shot at, clang, 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 clang.
Yeah, running. Like, I'm immortal. Let me in. I want to talk to the president. Sir, you can't.
Sir, you can't.
Oh, yeah, just push him and start running. Let me in.
Keep fighting those.
Then you get up like, I told
you. Told your ass.
I need to talk to the president.
Move out of my way.
Oh, my God.
Alien.
and just sit down in the Oval Office.
Then they would just detain you.
I need to talk to the president. They could tase me all they want. They're going to detain me. They're going to bring me to the secret room, handcuffed. And I'm going to be like, look, I'm telling you. Eventually, the president's going to walk in like, who are you?
After all the tests, like, you are immortal. Yeah. What are you?
Yeah, eventually, the president's going to be like, who are you? And be like, look.
But in the news, it'll be like, crazy man goes in who's wearing a bulletproof vest and managed to evade and get halfway
inside. Arrested.
He's arrested.
The news is going to want to know.
Never, we haven't heard from him yet.
But eventually, the president's going to be like, what are you doing here?
What do you want?
I've heard the stories. You got shot. Tears, stabs. Yes. What are we doing here? And I'm gonna, the first thing I'm going to say is like, I know you're on the tapes, Mr. President.
Oh, my God. Nuke him. Send them to Mars.
No, but I better look. I'm immortal. The God, the deity, whatever you want to call him, has sent me here to give advice.
And I am the deity.
You could still be the president.
Yeah, you can still run this.
But I'm here to give direction.
And you got to give me everything for free.
Oh, yeah. That's no.
That comes with
that's automatic. I want to speak to all the leaders of the world.
Let me get my own Air Force One.
So you as president, you do everything like normal. And every time you have, try to force as much meetings as leaders as possible and have me walk in so I can spill the beans. And I'll give the world leader a gun so they can shoot me and they can prove so they can see.
I'm the one.
I'm the one. And then when they shoot me in the face and I spit out the bullet, right? What? And be like, look, Allah sent me, whatever you want to call him, Yahweh, whatever you want to say.
Boo, boo, ba, ba,
he beep, sent ba. Me here because you're hoarding resources. To make them feel like, oh my God.
You are living on cloud nine. The only place you're going is to Area 51, where the probes are in the kryptonite, to probe you to find.
Eventually, they're going to be like, he's legit. There's nothing we could do.
We've
tested, we've done this, and he's been saying this thing over and over again. And I'd be as cool as a cucumber.
No, you know what they're going to do? They're going to drop you back on Times Square so you can keep claiming you're a god.
I'm going to figure out just saying,
that logo. Like Braxton. Captain Brax from Voyager, who got stuck in the past.
Oh, back in time? Yeah,
yeah, but that's what you're going to be.
So.
But that's what they're going to do to you.
Remember, I still have that thing in my freaking thing to be like, oh, you can shoot me, stab me, draw me, whatever you want. God won't let me die. He wants me to succeed in this mission.
Or maybe I would just, you know, like start a relationship with a guy. Get married.
I did that already.
I did that.
I did that like 35 years ago, bro. I'm done.
I got Steve, George.
I tried Michael. It all. Before this point where I'm saying I'm God, whatever, da da da. I've done it all, bro. There's nothing I can't do.
This is it.
I'm doing it. Yeah, I did it all. I've done it all.
So once this dies out, what do you do?
But the goal, my goal is I know that eventually the freaking earth, the sun is going to explode. And this planet is screwed. And I know that even though it's about 1,000 million years away, we still need time for my planet.
You think that's how Elon Musk thinks of it? Like that?
Yeah, of course. Elon Musk thinks about it, but in a mortal way.
Right, like
I only have this much time. And nobody else is doing this. So I have to be the guy. It's a forced evolution. I have to make electric cars. I got to make freaking freedom of speech. I got to bring freaking...
a third party.
I got to start freaking Neuralink. I got to do this. Nobody's doing it. Bill Gates has billions of dollars and hasn't done nothing with it.
He brought water to Africa.
That's all he did. Now, what I would do, I would freaking make it rain in Africa. Seed the skies. Make rain happen.
Chemtrails.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it is. Cancel that sky.
But Elon Musk is the closest thing that we have to a superhero.
So maybe he sees himself as immortal.
Maybe. Maybe that's his goal. And I hope he achieves it because he's doing a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, word.
As much as people hate him, the truth is he's advanced society more than most people has ever done.
The only reason I feel like, and this is me judging you and your immortalism, the only reason why you would want society to go out and venture is because you know that you're fucked.
I just said that, yeah.
Oh, I just paraphrased it better.
Eventually the earth is going to get blown up and I'm going to be floating in space with nothing to do. Right?
Yeah, so why not get them to get me into the next spot?
Yeah, so again, if it happens in a million years, we still need time for things to evolve. To get to the planet. We have no time. Start now. Let's get the whole planet together on one page. I'm God, whatever you want to call it, so we can follow my lead. Let's make ships. Let's start seeding planets.
So, but I out the gate, you would live out that first generation.
Yeah, I would just live a regular life. I would live as regular life as possible as long as I can.
Okay, depending on what the situation.
Yeah, yeah. If it's me right now, I don't have much time on that.
If it was right now,
my fingerprints are in the system. I got arrested. They already know who I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't get away with it now. It's too late. I have to almost have to start immediately with the I'm God thing.
But it wouldn't matter if they have their fingerprints. You're immortal.
But I'm saying, how long can I get away with keeping it a secret? There's not much time
You wouldn't, right. You wouldn't be able to rock it out.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, if it was in the beginning of history, bro, I'll live a million lifetimes.
Yeah, a billion lifetimes.
I would do so. I'll be gay one day. I'll be freaking trans the next. I'll do everything. That doesn't even matter.
You would be a sexy trans.
I can't breathe. I'll live on the water for a little while. I'll walk the ocean floor.
Mad freaking spongy.
The marijuana.
Oh, no, you wouldn't be. What the hell?
The marinara trench. What do they call it? The freaking the sauce from spaghetti. For freaking mozzarella stick sauce ramen on a trench. I would just jump down there and just look around what's there.
And chill.
Because what else am I going to do? I want to do everything. I walked all the Titanic trunk sunk where? Let's go check it out.
Just live there.
I'll go in the ship that blew up. Take me in there. Oh, man. Imagine. You're just laughing with people. All of a sudden,
the dust, they become
mist. And you're like, oh,
oh my God, I can't even breathe you in.
And you're like falling to the ground. You're like, oh, crap, I gotta walk to freaking Iceland. I gotta walk to Iceland now. It's a close. I don't even know which way is north. Damn it. I'm gonna be walking for ages now.
Oh, man.
In the dark, because it's dark down there.
In the dark.
So you just gotta pick a direction, just start walking until you run into freaking shore.
Until eventually it goes up. What an existence.
But, you know, you get to experience it. How long you think it'll take you to walk and hit land? If you had to walk across, how long would it take to walk across the ocean? What do you think?
Bro, it would take a year.
How long does it take to walk across the Atlantic Ocean?
If you could walk the ocean, how long would it take you?
What do you see there?
Seven top answers. Two answers there. How long does it take to cross the Atlantic Ocean? It doesn't say how.
Oh, snap. Wow, look. At 3.5 miles an hour, it'll take me a little bit over a month. 30 to 34 days.
Oh, wow. That's really.
That's actually not that.
What ocean? The Atlantic Ocean. The distance is too vast, and humans cannot breathe underwater. However, if.
Thank you. I'm immortal. I don't got to worry about that part.
Boring. That's obviously you know who I am. If it were somehow possible to walk on the water, and assuming a walking speed of 3.5 miles per hour, that's really not a lot. At an average of 8 hours per day to reach Europe from the east coast of the U.S., this calculation is based on walking. French whale. Okay.
Wow. Good. That's not that bad.
That's not that bad. I
only pick Atlantic because that's where the Titanic is at. So I figured that that's why I'm down there. Like, damn it, just drop me off in the middle of the ocean.
Also where Amelia Earhart's plane is, right? Somewhere
down there. When that thing broke out, and you're walking, the freaking Coast Guard sends things down there. And then you just look up. Oh, crap.
They're like, oh my God, there's a fucking human. Zombie. Bigfoot is down in the water. I'm
just trying to fucking swim. Oh, man, I can just swim to the top. How long? I'll be freaking out of energy, bro. I'll be so tired. Right?
You don't get tired. You don't consume food. You don't metabolize.
Just swim. Oh, let's find out. How long does it take to swim across the Atlantic Ocean?
It's going to take longer.
Uh-oh.
73 days!
Wow! Let's go by the walk.
God, it's like probation almost.
That's insane. Because think about it. When you're swimming, it must be harder.
Slower.
Because
you're going against
waves,
the current.
At least if you're walking, it's kind of like. Fish.
Wait, it's saying walking, assuming there's no water. Oh, no, it's saying if you could breathe on the water.
Yeah. So you're just walking, freaking fishing. All kind of animals are being around you. You got to watch. Oh, I never saw this crab before. Pick it up. Look at it. You're not even worried about it. It's just whatever. Bite me. I don't care. Sting me. I don't care if you're poisonous. It does nothing to me.
What? Wait. Swimming the entire ocean is entirely a challenging feat, and it has only been done once.
Oh, wow.
Somebody actually did this?
White people.
He's definitely white.
Let's see, what's his name? Ben? Yeah, Ben.
Le Cormet? In 1998, taking him 73 days, the distance is vast, with the shortest route being 3,700 miles. Even with the expansive preparation and support, the journey would have been extremely demanding due to the distance, weather conditions, and the need for consistent physical and mental endurance. Yeah, because you're not swimming straight.
Yeah. And then you got to sleep eventually. So they put you in a raft to sleep, and then you wake up and you start swimming again?
And that raft didn't move a little bit?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It probably pushed you back a little bit.
Or forward.
Let's see what it looks like. White guy. Wow, look at this guy. What is that, a penguin? Oh, I thought it was something on his head.
I was like, he is a fish.
Oh, he probably uses a snorkel. That makes more sense. It's so easy to swim with a snorkel. What the hell is that? He's gay. He's gay. Yeah. Gay lovers.
I still think that being immortal sucks.
Yeah. But it won't be that bad if you get to see the universe. If you could see the universe with life.
What do you mean the universe? Like outside?
Hell yeah. Every planet, bro.
That's because we're Trekkies.
But I'm just, because I don't be bored.
What do you mean?
It's literally out of selfishness I'm doing this.
Oh, if you're immortal, that's selfish.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, I'm going to get bored with humans. Let's make some weird animal over there. Whatever those little animals that breathe on the vents in the ocean. Right? What are those called? Have you heard about them?
The animals that breathe where?
They breathe in the vents. The extremophiles.
Extremophiles.
Hit it. Extremophiles. These things. What exactly is that? What's extremophiles? Right here.
The majority of the known extremophiles are bacterial in nature. They are some animals and plants that are known to prefer extreme environments. Examples of an animal extremophile include brine shrimp, pompanelli worms, mobilia. What?
Amoeba?
That one belonging to the genus Echecambolia.
All right.
Thermothallium. Can I see a picture? Is it instead of these words I can't pronounce?
Let me just see.
Oh my God! That's what I took a shit the other day.
Yeah, let's see if we can see example. But I don't want freaking sound. I don't want to be freaking.
You and the sound. This guy doesn't know how to use the mute button, bro.
I want everybody to see this ad. Hey, buy this product.
No, then we have to put the stupid AI.
Look. These things right here. These are the environments they live in. But look, they live in things like this.
Extreme. Look at that. It has a face.
Yeah, qué lindo. So that's my answer. That's gonna be the people I freak. Look, they live in things like weird things like this. They live in things like this. Nothing else can live in it except for them. So if nothing else can live, I'll find the planet that fits this criteria, and I'll dump them there by the millions. You know what I'm saying? I'll have a whole freaking area where they just reproduce them and send them out on ships and dump them there, and eventually they'll evolve.
Tardigrades,
yep.
Oof, you just spit something out.
Oh, snap, look at it. It's uncircumcised.
That one got a virus.
This is how you travel fast through space if you have one of those.
And get some lotion.
So they live in little things like this, weird things like this. All right, I try to freaking find something that has little videos of them. Vent. Ocean vents? Let's try that. Extremophiles in ocean vents.
Ooh.
Oh, look right here. What is it? Hydrothermal? So look how deep in the ocean they are. Oh, this chick too. She's an extremophile.
She looks like an extremophile. She's a freaking
alien. Look, you see the way the water's moving? It's so hot. And they live in there.
It's hot?
Yeah. It's coming out of a lava vent.
Oh man.
So they live. See? That's a lava vent. And they're just hanging out.
How hot do you think it is?
Oh, I think it's
thousands.
Burning hot. And some of them live on the edges, some of them live on the in the actual freaking.
So if they came up to the surface, they would freeze.
They would die, yeah.
Oh,
so we would have to put them on a planet that's hot.
Mars.
See?
No, Jupiter.
So eventually they'll evolve and grow into God knows what. And I get to visit after, you know, whatever, 10,000 years, I'll show up. I'm like, all right, let's see what's going on here. Are you guys walking and talking yet? No, bring me to the next planet. You know what I'm saying?
Are these immortal?
No, they're not immortal.
Nothing is.
No, well, I think there's like a jellyfish that they claim has immortal
properties.
Yeah, so if you take the jellyfish and you actually cut it,
it replicates.
It reproduces and that's how, you know, it just keeps growing.
But is it the same soul?
No, I don't know.
It splits.
Splits in half. It's two different people now.
Different thing.
Yeah. So look, they live in there. So imagine, you know, drop this off on a planet and wait for it to evolve into something.
Just wait. Go fishing.
That's all you can do. You got millions of years. Just go, boom, boom, drop them everywhere, all over the place. You know, so even if, let's say, 10 of them evolve into to smart creatures, at least all the other planets have random life in it that we can explore and look at, like, wow, look what it turned into. You know what I'm saying?
What a wild thing to discover.
Yeah. Like, aliens back.
Oy.
See, look, they just live in there, bro.
That's weird.
That's like the lava, the mantle of the Earth. That's like lava.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just heat coming out of it from the bottom of the ocean, and they just live there.
That's wild in and of itself.
Look at that crab. It's just in the heat. Just look at, you know, it's like boiling water, and they just live in it.
Imagine eating that crab.
Oh, it's so delicious. So tender.
Tender? Yeah. You couldn't cook it.
It's probably already cooked.
That's what I'm saying. You couldn't cook it.
Oh, it probably tastes so good though. It's already cooked. Pre-cooked crab.
that doesn't die because it's used to that temperature.
But yeah, you got all these weird creatures that I could just obviously I'm not a freaking scientist, but I told all the scientists on Earth, work together, find a planet that looks stable. I mean, obviously it's not that fast, because they'd be like, alright, we don't even know what planets are out there. We just, like, from telescopes we can guess.
If you had a choice, If I'm a genie that pops up in your life and I give you the opportunity to become immortal, would you take it or would you stay?
I would have to negotiate with this genie.
No.
Because I don't know what you mean by that.
You never die.
I don't know what that means. That means that I get to be here to the heat death of the universe. I'm just floating forever.
Yeah, you so never die.
I don't want that.
Okay, so the answer is no.
I want to choose my death.
No, it's either immortal or non-immortal. What are you doing?
Non-immortal.
And you were dying. You would not take it. I don't think I would take it either.
Bro, you're floating in for, even if the universe lasts billions of years, you're immortal. Eventually, the universe is going to freaking heat death of the universe. That means nothing moves anymore. It's frozen solid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And there's nothing you could do to change that.
No, you're just floating in space.
Even if you got humanity to work together?
I don't think so. I don't think we could restart the whole universe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I would have to talk to you. Can we restart? Or I will ask a genie, look, after the heat death of the universe, does the universe restart? Because if that's the case, then yeah, I'll be immortal.
You're gonna have to fuck around and find out.
Nah, I wouldn't take it. That's too much of a risk. That's forever being bored.
How long can you last being bored?
5 minutes. I can't even take a crap without my phone. Even if I don't bring my phone, I'm reading the shampoo labels. I get bored in there. What are you doing when you take a crap without your phone?
I take a crap and I leave. We had this conversation. I don't get why.
In and out.
I'm taking a crap. I'm not there to fucking socialize with life, figure out immortality and the ways to avoid it. Bro, I'm out. What am I doing?
Plant this in another planet. Eventually something will happen.
It's too risky.
What if there's a tropical environment? Not environment, but like just a tropical temperature. And there's nothing there, just raw planet, dirt, nothing. All right, let's colonize.
Nah, I'm with you. If the genie came to me and said immortality, it's hella tempting.
I'm like, look, give me half immortality. Give me 1,000,000 years. Let's make a deal here. Give me a long time.
No, if it's either one or the other, I'd be like, I'm going to thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to pass.
Can you give me money instead? Let's negotiate here, bro. Give me something else. Immortal's a lot.
Sir, this is not the art of the deal. You either take this or leave. Someone's going to take it, though.
Yeah. But then I'm thinking through the freaking end.
No. Those are the
end is too long.
The end, there is no
end. That's what I'm saying. It's too long.
It's too long. Damn, but that's so tempting. Because there's no way I want to become a ruler. There's no way.
Heat loving.
There's no way I want to become a ruler.
Yeah, you would have to be. You have to be.
I would take over the governments.
People but would be like. You would have to be because these people can't do it on Earth. Like, these guys can't do it. You would have to trick all of them to follow your lead. And the only way to do that is to be some kind of deity.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
I'll pass.
And then you have everybody work together. All right. We got the oil from here. We got this from there. All right.
It also seems like a life of no privacy. You know what I mean?
I mean, you're the leader of the universe, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're not just the leader of Earth. You're the leader of the universe. No matter what planet you go to, they're not killing you. You know what I'm saying? So even if there's aliens out there, you can tell them the same story you tell the people on Earth. Look.
Chill out.
I'm a deity.
Yeah.
You cannot kill me.
This is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
All right, what would you guys do? Would you take the genie's offer, or would you pass on living forever? And I guess the follow-up question would be, what would you do with your first life or your first go-around? Would you expose it, or would you rock out and die to society to then redo it all over again?
Or would you have millions of children? I'd be like, yo, bring me to one planet. Let me do that to one planet.
Let me do that to one go crazy. Planet. Just
billions. And come back and everybody's freaking Down syndrome planet. Everybody's mating with each other.
One genome. Only one. Damn. All right. Peace.